Hello and welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast.
Welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast with your host, Amrit Sander. So firstly, Happy New Year to you all. I hope you had a fantastic Christmas break, and here we are in 2022. Brand new year, new start. And firstly, welcome. Anybody who hasn't come across our podcast before, this is our second series of the podcast, so episode 32, actually. We had 31 episodes previously, and thank you to all our guests, everybody who was involved in those podcasts. So we had a fantastic response. Hence, we're back with our new podcast. So episode 32 today, the first of 2022. And I want to talk to you today about rest. So hopefully over the Christmas and New Year break, you guys managed to get a well-earned rest. I want to share my experience. So we broke up after the 17th of December. And I remember 10 days into our break thinking, my goodness, where's all that fantastic time gone? I was meant to be enjoying it, had a break. And I promised I wouldn't work, and the team were great. They made me promise not to do any work, and they even checked in with Cam, my wife, to say, we want to know whether he does any work over the break, and I didn't do any work. But I did find myself getting quite restless, and I don't think that's unique to me. And I wanted to just share something about rest. So restlessness. I was feeling restless when I was meant to be resting. And part of that was guilt. You know, I should be doing something. I should be doing something with my time. And, you know, once we played the board games, once I spent some time with my family, what was I meant to do? Sitting in front of the TV didn't feel restful. And I found myself getting quite restless. And, you know, especially the sort of year we've had last year, I remember at weekends, you know, I was working weekends. You know, as a business owner, you tend to work 6-7 days a week. It's not right, but sometimes that's what you end up doing. And I remember feeling guilty when I'd come in on Monday and the team would say, you know, what'd you do at the weekend? I didn't do any work. And that should be the norm, but there was this guilt of I should be doing something. And it's been something that, you know, certainly I didn't want to bring that into this year. So I needed to take a break and I needed to build rest in. So over the Christmas break, New Year break, I found myself where I needed to rest, getting restless. And it's not the same. I got enough sleep. You know, we were going to bed, I guess typical of any family, we were going to bed late and we were waking up late, but we didn't have anywhere to go and anything to do. So we were getting enough sleep and I felt recharged, but it was just getting rest. And I started to look into this whole thing about rest and what is it? And even the definition of rest is interesting. So the Cambridge Dictionary, the definition of rest is to stop doing a particular activity or stop being active for a period of time in order to relax and get back your strength. So that's really interesting. It's about recharging, getting back your strength, but by not doing a certain activity, by stopping doing a certain activity. And I needed to just let my mind rest, not think about work. So that was the thing I needed to stop doing. And anyway, in these periods of restlessness, one of the days, the weather's been really good and I went out for a walk. And on this particular day of restlessness, I went into town and I walked into Waterstones. And I came across a really interesting book. The book is The Art of Rest by Claudia Hammond. Now, this isn't a new book. It's been out a couple of years, 2019. And I was drawn to it, particularly probably because of the experience of restlessness I was feeling. And at any other time, I probably would have thought, what an odd title. You know, how do we need help with resting? You know, the art of rest. But actually, in my experience of restlessness, it made me realize that resting isn't as easy as we think. It's not being away from work. It's not doing work, because that isn't enough. The brain is still thinking about things. So it turns out this book by Claudia Hammond, it describes feedback from 18,000 people who responded to a survey across 135 countries about what helps them rest. And what Claudia Hammond does, which is really good, is she then supplements this with scientific data and information that supports the activity of why it helps rest. So it wasn't just the opinions of 18,000 people, although 18,000 people can't be wrong. And the activities that they listed were, and this is in order of top 10 to the most important. So 10 in the list was mindfulness, which makes sense. Although for those people who've tried mindfulness, initially it can be tough. It takes a lot of effort to get into. mindfulness, but once you're into it, it can be helpful. Interesting, number nine was watching TV. Now, depending, I guess, on what you're watching, certainly over the Christmas and New Year break, I was watching TV and I you know, there was some dire stuff on there I struggled with. It wasn't helping me rest. It was just making me irritable at times. So restfulness, I'm not sure with watching TV, but maybe there are bits that we can watch. Maybe some David Attenborough would be amazing, and that would make you restful. Daydreaming was number eight, which, you know, you can imagine could really help. Having a hot, nice hot bath can be relaxing, although I find that makes me really sleepy afterwards. A good walk, number seven. Number six, not doing anything in particular. Listening to music, being alone, spending time with nature. And the top activity that as cited by 18,000 people in the survey was reading. Now, I can understand that. Actually, for those of you who know me, I've been battling against using my glasses. So I'm at the age now where I've got reading specs. And I haven't embraced it. I've struggled with it, I'll be honest with you. So I've spent 2 years fighting it. And then squinting and struggling to read. But, you know, I've lost the battle. And I've embraced my glasses reluctantly, I may add. But I have embraced them. And when I was in Waterstones, I bought a couple of books. And I've immersed myself in reading. And it's been fantastic. Really loved it. And often I end up reading. I don't read fiction so much, but mostly research papers, all to do with work. I love reading latest research and scientific literature. But I managed to get into a couple of really good books. They are non-fiction, but it wasn't work, and I have loved it. So I can understand how reading is, you know, was cited as the number one relaxation, and I did feel relaxed. On all of this, I'm coming to the point here is we're back at work now, and I've spoken to a number of people who said, you know what, the first week has been really exhausting. I've just found myself really tired, and by 3 o'clock, I'd really do with that mid-afternoon nap, and just getting back into the rhythm and routine has been tough. And it really got me thinking, this whole rest thing or restlessness, you know, it's not enough to be just away from work. Even when we're at work, how do we build rest into our working day and our working week? You know, we seem to think that we can work for weeks and weeks on end and then look forward to a week away from work when we can finally be resting. And we don't really fully get to rest. So how do we build this art of rest into our daily routines? And one of the things I've realized that I don't do is, you know, I think when I go home from work, I just sit in front of the TV or I end up thinking still. So one of the things I've realized that I'm going to do is read more. Now that I have embraced my glasses, I'm going to be reading more. I know it helps me relax. 18,000 people say it helps them relax. And actually, even if it's just half an hour each evening, it'll give me a chance to completely relax. And to going back to that definition from the Cambridge Dictionary, to stop doing a particular activity or stop being active for a period of time in order to relax and get back your strength. Well, reading does that. Certainly for me, it does that. What does it for you? It's worth considering that. And that top 10 list, again, mindfulness, watching TV, daydreaming, having a nice hot bath, going for a walk, doing nothing in particular, listening to music, being alone, spending time with nature, and reading. What are the things that would help you? And how can you build that into your daily routine of work? That, you know, back-to-back meetings, we don't want to go into, you know, we're not into, this is not about New Year's resolutions. I think a lot of people have abandoned them, knowing that it's a false promise that we don't end up doing anything with, certainly most of us. But in terms of a permanent sustainable change that looks after us, that nurtures us, what can you do to build restfulness into your working day and working week? I also found that, you know, when I went out for walks last year, and I used to go out for a lot of walks, I take my phone with me, and I ended up using that as an opportunity to catch up with people. Actually, it's interesting. In the top 10 list of activities to help rest, catching up with family and friends wasn't in there. And I think that's because it's enjoyable, but it isn't restful. It takes activity. It takes energy. So it's not often restful. And what I ended up doing when I was going for walks, I'd end up ringing up friends and family and catching up with people. Actually, that wasn't restful. Enjoyable, yes, but not restful. So a couple of things I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be, and I've started this actually, so reading half an hour each evening. And when I'm going for a walk, I leave my phone. I don't take it with me. So I can't ring anybody. So I can just enjoy the walk itself, making it restful. So what are you going to do? What works for you? It'll be really interesting to find out. But this whole focus is, rather than coming back exhausted and getting into a rhythm and routine where we start 2022 in the same way we ended 2021, how can we make sure now that this year is all about rest and that recharging, getting back our strength from resting? So Rest, The Art of Rest by Claudia Hammett. If you haven't come across it, 2019 it came out. Study of 18,000 people who got involved in the study of 135 countries of what helps rest and backed up with scientific information about helping rest. What are you going to do to build rest into your working day, your working week? And as CEOs, as leaders of organizations, this feeds directly into employee engagement and employee experiences and improving organizational culture. So that's all for me today. And please join us again next week. Next week, we've got a podcast with Andrew Marchenko, who is an academic at Durham. And we're going to be talking about social identity theory. It's a topic I've talked about before. I've got a real passion in it about organizational identity, and especially in the current climate of hybrid working, remote working, lockdowns. How do we go about maintaining an organizational culture in this context, which may or may not continue for a while? So it's just worth considering. So Andrew Marchenko, please look out for that podcast next week. Also look out for, we're trying to pull together a resource hub of all the stuff we've got together with our podcast, with the articles we've written in various publications. If anybody wants to get involved in anything in terms of resource hub, please shout. We'd love to get some support. And so we can build a network of practitioners with this area. Anyway, that's all from me today. Welcome back. Happy New Year. And I will catch you again next week. Take care. All the best.
The Engagement Coach Podcast.